Where is he? Oh, there you are. Did you do what I asked? Did you wear the jacket when you got my dinner? Good. Good little waffle. Good little toy. Oh, that fucking brouhaha is not gonna know what hit him. He's gonna think that Nosferatu is poaching on his herd. So what'd you bring me? Let me see. What the fuck is wrong with his hair? Is this a fucking hipster? Seriously. I haven't seen a hair dyed that color since the '80s. What the fuck is with the glasses? Not even a lens on this thing. You won't need these anymore. Oh, you look delicious, little man. Did you get his wallet? His phone? Good, 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 good. We can sell those. You have a horrible taste in music. I hate your band shirt. Stop screaming. Idiot. Ah! Oh, that was good. Good little waffle. He was absolutely delicious. Yeah, you can dispose of the body later. You're getting used to this. You didn't even flinch this time. Come here. Wearing that aftershave I like. One I bought for you. Sit down on the bed. Sit down on the fucking bed. So what did you do today? So that's watch me sleep. Sounds fucking boring. Oh, I'll enliven your night. You amused me. Oh, you're good and hard for me already. That's it, moan for me. I know my hand is cold. Ah, you flinch. Oh. You'll get used to it. That's it. Wiggle and wreathe under me while I fuck you with my hand. You're not gonna come until I tell you to. Fucking understand. Who's my good little pet? That's right. You're my good little pet. Oh, helpless you are under me. With your cock in my hand. I could rip this off of you. Just look at the wrist. Oh, how you shuddered. But at the same time, you're just bucking against my hand. Oh, y'all so cute. No, you can't come until I tell you. No matter how much you twitch in my hand. And if you come without me telling you when you're not supposed to, I'll rip your fucking hand off. Ha ha ha. Oh, moan, little man, moan. Beg. That's it. Beg. Beg for it. Beg the permission to come. Beg for it. Fucking beg for it. You're twitching. Fine. You have my permission. Ooh, you're a howler, aren't you? Oh my. You made a fucking mess. Look at that. All over my fucking wooden floor. Now, what are we gonna do about that? Don't look at me like you're fucking stupid. Clean it up with your tongue now. Did I fucking stutter? Did I fucking stutter? So clean it up now. That's it. Bad enough I got my coyotes running around. Good. Wait, has it been a week already? Hasn't it? Here, drink. Not too much now. Not too much. Here. Just love it how that feels, doesn't it? Coursing through your body like that. Better than any fucking beer, wine, or drug you ever took in life, buddy. Well, you're not dead yet. Not exactly truly alive, but Oh, yes. That hat. Why do I have that hat by the door? That's a story. Yeah, it's fucking old. What do you think? Set a spell on the bed. I'm feeling wistful. Well, back in my more warm days, I was a whore in Abilene. Yeah. Big fucking surprise. Oh, that was back before they fenced everything in. It was wild. Fucking coyotes. Anyway. Yeah. It's a little dirt town then. Didn't much to do. At least for a woman with my prospects. So I whored. It's all right. Mostly cattle rustlers, cattle ranchers, occasional farmer. Got knocked around a bit. Fucking bastards. That all changed when Mr. Zachariah walked in. You could tell he was different. His accent. He was from the old country. I sure as fuck his name wasn't Zachariah. He never wanted to fuck. Always just wanted to talk. Of course. Meant easy money that those nights. The gas lamp. Talked about all sorts of shit. Philosophical shit. Of course, back then I didn't know fuck all about that. I was just a daughter of some dirt farmer. Stop fucking trembling. That all changed one night. Moon was full and clear. He came out through that door. Usual pretty words. Then he started getting handsy. Ugh, as cold as ice. When he started to fuck me, it was like being fucked by an icicle. Didn't hurt exactly, it was just, y'all, it was different. Of course, you wouldn't know some of that. It was until his eyes changed and he went for my neck that I knew I was in trouble. Didn't fucking care, it felt so good. I willingly went into that darkness. Then, when I woke, Miss Annabelle was on the floor. Always fucking hated her. Always stealing my fucking stockings. So hungry. The hungriest I've ever been for anything. I tore into her throat. Oh god, tastes so good. It's like your first time fucking, you know? You always remember your first. I remember him looking over me. Telling me, "Oh, this is only the beginning. What do I want to do?" I told him I want to burn this fucking shithole down and tear everybody's throats out. So, we did. Rode off and never looked back. We drank from each other every night. He was a mean old cuss and he got him started. Taught me everything there was to know. Kane knows. It's until his final death that I didn't know how much he meant to me. Fucking bastard. What? My face? What about my fucking face? Oh. Yeah. My eyes are bleeding. I'm fucking crying. I haven't done that in a fucking while. Waffle, you got me wistful. I don't know whether to fucking tear your tongue out or hug you. Do me a kindness. I mean, please get me my laptop. Yeah. Earbuds. My fucking earbuds. Thank you. You're excused for the rest of the night. You could play that little fucking game box or whatever. You. Yeah. You're okay for the night. Just fucking clean up this mess in the morning. Listen to the coyotes. They were barking. I don't know if it was some fucking asshole that tripped into the garden. Might have a mess to clean up. Zachariah, you fucking bastard. I'll get that fucker. I promise you. I'm close. Check those fucking coyotes!